is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In 1850, when California became a state, its lawmakers legalized forcing American Indian children into white custody and barred Indians from voting, giving evidence against whites in criminal cases, or serving as jurors. Top-end estimates of the cost to rebuild in Houston and surrounding communities in the wake of Harvey are $160 billion, which would top Katrina by $40 billion. There are now 12.7 million more women without paying jobs since 2000 in the U.S. The U.S. had the sixth highest rate of female labor force participation worldwide in 1990 and has now fallen to 17th place. Residential College at Yale, named for a proponent of slavery, John C. Calhoun of South Carolina, will be rededicated to Rear Admiral Grace Hopper, a computing pioneer. Cambodian authorities arrested the country's opposition leader and effectively forced the closure of one of its last remaining independent newspapers, raising concerns of a worsening climate of political repression ahead of elections scheduled for next year. In 2014, streaming accounted for 23% of music consumption in the U.S. Now it accounts for 63%. Department of Veterans Affairs has 430 vacant buildings, including 200 that are more than 90 years old. Texas, the largest cattle-producing state in the U.S., is home to 12.3 million cattle. 10% of them are in the 54 counties declared disaster zones from Hurricane Harvey. The Rainbow Railroad in Canada has helped create safe passage of persecuted gay men and lesbians from Chechnya to Canada with the help of the government. The FBI and the Justice Department, in a current filing, confirmed that they have no records related to wiretaps as described by the March 4, 2017 tweets. Those tweets were President Trump's false claims that President Obama had him wiretapped. The crisis in the Korean Peninsula continues to escalate with the testing of another bomb, possibly a hydrogen bomb, by North Korea, and trade tension in a Twitter storm from President Trump directed at South Korea. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.